Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. It is a post-Fontana Stock Car Scoop. Adam Cheek here with Brian Nolan, who was on site for this afternoon's Wise Power 400. You are currently in an airport, masked up, with, I can see a little walkway behind you outside the terminal. So let's start it off. Brian, it's been 2 years since you or anyone else has been to a race or raced at Fontana. What was it like?
I've been to a lot of races, Adam, and that probably topped the charts. I mean, it was amazing. Fans were there. Obviously, I don't think it was as good of a crowd as the Coliseum was. The racing was phenomenal. I mean, I came in seeing the new car. I thought it was going to be good, but it blew above all my expectations. We saw 3 wide. We saw 4 wide. We even saw 5 wide on the backstretch at one point. And we saw beating and banging. We saw people get into the fence, but once they got into the fence, they didn't cut their tire down. So I love to see that. There are a little bit of problems. Toyota in itself has a problem. All six of their cars had problems throughout the weekend, so you got to fix those. But once again, when it's all said and done, champion delivered, and that was Kyle Larson.
Well, it was really phenomenal to see that huge crowd there. You ran into some celebrities. You talked to G-Eazy. Mm-hmm. You talked to Mark Martin. We had Matthew Stafford and Andrew Whitworth giving the command. Danny Trejo waving the green flag. Boris Said and Chuck Liddell were there. Albert Pujols. Everyone was there. And it was a wildly entertaining race. The atmosphere seemed like it was great. And honestly, this has me, and I'm curious what you think, kind of reconsidering that move that NASCAR was going to make Auto Club a short track.
You know, Adam, I hope not. I think the expectation coming in, since just the Clash was awesome and everything, I think the expectation was, yeah, they're going to switch it into a short track. But now, I mean, the racing is awesome. It was bumpy. It was a driver's racetrack. And you know what? I think they might just say, let's hold on right now. We're just not going to do anything. We'll come back next year. And if the racing is not good then we'll maybe switch it up. But I think they're just going to stay put at this point because racing was phenomenal. And they got a short track 50 miles east of there that they can make at the Coliseum. And I loved it. I think the racing was phenomenal today.
So we've talked about this all preseason with the parity among teams. And we saw it a little bit at Daytona, but that's Daytona. And again, this is a track we haven't been to in a couple of years. So maybe it was just a product of teams figuring it out. And it's something I see that I think we'll see play out in the weeks to come, especially this week at Vegas. But 9 teams finished in the top 10 on Sunday afternoon. Everyone from Hendrick with Kyle Larson winning, Richard Childress in second, Petty GMS, Trackhouse, a ton of teams in the top 10, even Colic Racing, Daniel Hemric in the 16 in ninth. So, and Daytona was one thing, but do you think we're going to see this parity all year long? What did you observe from on the ground there in Fontana?
You know, Adam, I thought, okay, we saw some great underdog stories, but we're going to get back to the regular contenders. And sure, we did for a little bit. The thing is, we saw some people that weren't competitive at all last year. How about Erik Jones? Erik Jones was competing for a win for most of this race. He got shifted back a little bit, ended up still at the top 10. I think so. Look at Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He was in the top 10 for most of the first stage, even the second stage. He did a great job throughout the weekend. Adam, Daniel Hemric was 6 laps down at one point. He finished 9th. I mean, that's incredible. Kyle Busch was 4 laps down, and he still ended up on the lead lap as well. So that being said, the parity, I think it's going to be a little bit different. I do think we're going to see the GTG Doherty Racing. We're still going to see the Petty GMS. Is it going to be every week? I don't think so, but I still think that we're going to see occasionally an Erik Jones, a Ty Dillon. You never know. So yes and no, I think.
Yeah, Daniel Hemric, with that really good starting spot, I noticed he was down in the running order super early on, and then boom, he's in the top 10 then in the race. Erik Jones, Daniel Suarez, and Tyler Reddick looked like they had chances to win early on, and various things happened, but still solid finishes for a couple of them. Well, one of the things you mentioned early on in this podcast is the Toyota problems. Pretty much everyone had problems. Bubba was involved in a crash. Kurt had tech problems on Saturday, Christopher Bell issues during the race, Truex in the wall at one point, Kyle Busch most notably having a couple of issues. He was the first spinner of the afternoon. So what was the issue there? What did you notice?
I think that's going to be the number one concern for NASCAR going forward, Adam. I mean, we saw it starting on Friday night, even into Saturday, Kurt Busch failing pre-race inspection, not one time or two times, three times. He failed it four times, finally passable. He failed it three times, passed on the fourth. Still had to do a pass-through penalty at the start of the race. Then you got Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. even had a problem. And then Bubba Wallace got involved in two accidents after getting involved in a first accident in qualifying. So with that being said, we saw the JGR guys come down and clear the brake duds because they were overheating. First with the 18, then with the 11. Hamlin ended up P15. Kyle Busch ended up with not a top 10. He did end up the top 15. So with that being said, that definitely cause for concern. I think NASCAR, not just JGR, but I think NASCAR in itself is going to go back, evaluate what went wrong with the Toyota specifically, and evaluate from there. And then hopefully, if it doesn't fix itself by Vegas, then we've got a big problem. We got a huge problem if it continues like this for Vegas.
Well, honestly, a really wildly entertaining race there. Brian, you had some great content. You talked to Harrison Burton, not once, but twice, with two very different vibes. You talked to Mark Martin. It was a really solid weekend of racing. We had that entertaining race on Saturday with Cole Custer getting the first ever win for SS Greenlight Racing. And then on Sunday, you know, Fontana's kind of gone back and forth for me over the years, but I've forgotten how much fun the last couple of years had been at that track, and I was glad to see how that race played out on Saturday. Just entertaining from start to finish, and even the finish was up in the air because you had Suarez and Jones, and I thought Dylan and Larson might run into each other and Suarez or Jones might take advantage of that. So there was every possibility in the book those last few laps.
And I will say this one thing here before we call it a show. Daniel Suarez and Tyler Reddick will win races this year. I mean, Reddick had
six yes.
throughout, had the tire cut down, then got contact with 24 and just never recovered. Suarez looked good, went back in the field, and then out of the blue, massively contending for the win. He was battling with the five car, got shifted back, finished up P3, Austin Dillon P2, Reddick's teammate. So with that being said, Suarez was there. He was there for the taking. He would have probably stayed on the bottom. He would have had a shot to win, but he didn't. That being said, I do think he's going to get to victory lane, honestly, if not once, multiple times this year, because that car was very, very fast.
I am now in the camp that hopefully Fontana will not be turned into a short track. I forgot how much fun the racing was there. And if they're back again next year, maybe we'll see Danny Trejo, Machete. Maybe he'll be the Grand Marshal. I love those two movies. California's kind of become a hub now these last couple of races, so I'm looking forward to it. Brian? Always great to chat with you after these races, and looking forward to Las Vegas. We're going to preview that on Thursday night and can't wait for it, man.
Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. We're starting something different this year. You host when I'm on the road. When you're on the road, I host like normal. So I appreciate you. Once again, frontstretch.com for all the latest. I got uploads with Mark Martin, Harrison Burton, not once, but twice. He was a little bit happier than the first time we talked, but you know, that's all right. Chris Buescher as well chatted with me. And then just a lot of post-race interviews. Trevor Bayne talked with Tim after his run in the Xfinity for the first time in 6 years. Great run for him, top five. Was contending for the win, as well as more. So once again, frontstretch.com. Really appreciate it, Adam.
Yep, absolutely. Can't wait to talk to you on Thursday about the race at Vegas. You can follow Brian on Twitter at TheBrianNolan, me at Adam and Cheek, and FrontStretch at FrontStretch. Had a lot of great content from this weekend, so be sure to go check that all out. Looking forward to Thursday, and we will talk to you guys then.